Yeah. Adeline used to get mad as soon as we'd pull in. I'd say, I'm going to call and see if Nick's home. I'd call and say, yeah, I said, I'll be right over. And she would, now you have to be back here by, I think it was 5 o'clock or something, when she ate supper. And if I wasn't back, Nick and I were still talking, so she'd call, hey, where are you at? I said, I'll be right there, Adeline. I'm sorry.
Well, I think she still feels the same way about you.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. She, I think every time I see her, she bemoans that things have changed. And everybody can't get around as well.
Well, we used to go down there and stay. After several years, we stayed at her house when we go down. Of course, then we got so late in the morning, then we stayed at with your dad and mom.
That's when I spun that organ.
Well, Aunt Sadie's the one that did it.
There was a pump organ in great granddad's house.
Kind where you do the pedals?
Yeah.
And you actually had pulled stops.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
my grandfather had one, too.
They had one out in this little hallway right outside the door. Right off to the left of it was where the door opened, and that went into their parlor.
Yeah, but people had parlors in those days.
Well, and Claudia May and the girls, when they would have their boyfriends in there, they'd go in there courting. That's what they called it,
is
courting.
Is that what parlors were all about, or courting?
That was courting, yeah. And, but they... Yeah, baked biscuits, 3 meals a day. Fresh biscuits. You didn't have, it was a big thing to have what they called baker's bread at that time.
Yeah, well, it was a great thing not to have.
You had to go in town to buy a loaf of bread, you know.
And as Wayne said,
but
she only went to town one time a year until she married Uncle Clyde.
Yeah.
Whether she needed it or not, one time a year.
What was the baker's bread? Just a special
bread, yeah. Because they always made homemade bread.
Yeah.
And they always made biscuits. All the best biscuits. And Aunt Lumma, she'd make a nice biscuit about that size.
Okay.
And she'd set the table like for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then they would cover it over and leave it set. And then at noon, when they'd add everything to it, but they never really took everything off of it.
On my mom's side of the family, at Uncle Raymond's, I remember we'd go down there on Sunday sometime, and we'd have lunch. This huge display of stuff, and they'd put a cloth over it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, cloth.
Yeah, and then you at 5 o'clock before we'd come home, they'd pull the cloth back.
Yeah.
And then we'd all have a little taste, and then we'd drive home.
So you, leave your plates on the table?
No, the plates got picked up.
Oh, yeah, no, they'd take in.
But just the leave all the food.
Yeah, the food. Yeah.
Non-perishable.
Yeah, well, some of the other things stayed up. Well, there weren't refrigerators.
I don't think, no, I think...
Icebox, then.
Yeah, most of that stuff they put in the icebox.
Yeah. Now, would you have to go get ice somewhere? Or do you make it like
you know, that I can't remember. I remember when we had ice at home.
When did you get your first refrigerator?
I believe. I believe, which I remember TV when it first came out up here, was in 1950. They was in 49, there was a few in 49, but they really hit the market in 1950.
Isn't it amazing to you, so you've lived through a period of the greatest change in the history of
the world. We went everything from a horse and buggy up to the rocket ship.
You've seen the whole kind of...
That's right. That's what I said, I've seen more changes during my lifetime than I think any other... age group.
And it happens so much faster. Does it feel like it's even happening faster now, or is it finally slowing down a little bit?
Well, everything slowed down a little bit after I lost my leg.
Good point.
Because I was always going somewhere.
Yeah.